Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. The nine-banded armadillo is a prehistoric-looking, seemingly armored mammal found across the southern United States from West Texas to Florida and as far north as Tennessee and South Carolina. It hasn't always been so widespread. A century ago, it was found no farther north than the Rio Grande Valley in West Texas. The story of the nine-banded armadillo's movements from West Texas to Florida is a story of habitat changes, hitchhiking, and introductions. Irrigation in the Rio Grande Valley for a fast-growing agriculture allowed natural movements. Shipment of cattle from Texas ranches to stockyards and ranches in the east provided for long movements. When cattle were herded onto trains or trucks, an armadillo underfoot sometimes went along for the ride. Finally, for various reasons, people have released armadillos across the South. For better or for worse, they're now permanent residents of Florida. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center on the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Possum on the Half Shell. I guess that has to be about the funniest name I've ever heard for an armadillo. A clear reference to the frequency with which both armadillos and possums are found dead on our highways. Both are slow-moving and have a difficult time dealing with traffic. The half shell, of course, refers to the armadillo's characteristic hard leathery covering. That covering is composed of tough skin that covers strong, bony plates. The covering may protect armadillos from some predators, but it also protects the animal as it forces its way through thick, thorny brush in its daily search for food. The most notable defenses an armadillo has for escaping predators are its ability to quickly burrow into the ground, and a behavior that's enough to temporarily scare most of us. When something gets over it, an armadillo suddenly leaps straight up. Therein lies its downfall. When an armadillo is crossing the road, most drivers try to avoid it by straddling it. As soon as the vehicle gets over the armadillo, it leaps straight up. Unfortunately, it doesn't get a chance to learn from its mistake. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Armadillos are the descendants of a very early branch on the mammal family tree, and their relationships with other mammals have always puzzled biologists. They are currently linked with sloths and anteaters because of shared anatomy that includes teeth that are never more than tiny pegs, and a tongue that is long and used to capture insects such as ants and termites. A study of the molecular genetics of armadillos, however, suggests a distant link with carnivores, whales, and hooved mammals such as deer. The ancestors of modern armadillos include some South American armored giants we call glyptodonts. Glyptodonts may have weighed 200 pounds or more and were up to 10 feet long. The giant among the approximately 20 species of living armadillos is the 120-pound endangered giant armadillo that lives in South America east of the Andes. At the other extreme are 7-inch long, but also endangered, lesser fairy armadillos. All of the armadillos have stout claws for digging and a tough covering of plates by which they are readily identified. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Hoover hog is a local name for the nine-banded armadillo, but one that is seldom heard today. The name comes from President Herbert Hoover, and its origin is linked to the Depression years of the 1930s, when southern sharecroppers turned to armadillos as a source of meat. They taste a bit like pork, but are not commonly eaten in the United States today. On the other hand, armadillos of most species are often eaten in Latin America, and several species are now endangered, in part as a result of overhunting. Cutting of forests and clearing of natural vegetation for agriculture and cities and highway traffic take the greatest toll of armadillos. In agricultural and suburban areas, armadillos are often killed because of their digging behavior. Each armadillo may dig 1 to 20 burrows within its home range, using each for a few days to a month before moving on. An armadillo burrow is usually 5 to 10 feet long, and abandoned burrows are used by a diversity of other animals, but aren't exactly welcomed in manicured lawns and golf courses. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Armadillos are well known for two unusual characteristics. They typically give birth to identical quadruplets, and they are capable of carrying leprosy. The birth of identical quadruplets seems to be characteristic only of our nine-banded armadillo. A single fertilized egg divides to produce four offspring, natural clones. Rarely, fewer or more young are born. Why they produce identical quadruplets is not known. In the 1960s, medical researchers discovered that nine-banded armadillos injected with the bacterium that causes leprosy would develop the disease. Thus, it became a useful animal for researchers studying leprosy. In the 1970s, leprosy was found in wild populations of armadillos, and it has been estimated that about 20% of the armadillos in Texas and Louisiana carry the disease. Leprosy has not been found in Florida armadillos, but there is some evidence that the disease can be passed from armadillos to humans. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.